Log on to www.moonbodysoul.com.
Every time.
Come hear the good news. Share the good news.
Mm-hmm.
And we all feeling good.
Mm-hmm.
For the good news.
Mm-hmm.
News for the Soul phone lines are now open. Call.
This program was first broadcast on Canterbury's access media station, Plains FM, and was made with the assistance of New Zealand On Air. Next on is Linda Light Channel. Linda Hathoria of Healing Embrace brings you expansive, beautiful, and loving energy to assist with your soul's journey here on Earth. Linda is an intuitive empath, life coach, and holistic health therapist. As a transmitter of source, she channels light language and high frequencies of sound to work on multidimensional layers. Please welcome Linda Light Channel.
Welcome to my show, Linda Light Channel. I am your host, Linda Hathoria of Healing Embrace, here to share with you my life experiences and expertise as a holistic health therapist, life coach and light language channel to bring you inspiring conversations. We will explore life, spirituality, energy, light, shadow, Akashic records, holistic and natural ways to support your well-being and spiritual quest in life. I invite you to explore with me. Today's show, April Light Body Mapping, Accessing Your Divine Matrix. We will explore simple ways to enliven your divine matrix through your body's divine blueprint or mapping system, charging your light body through your imagination, color, feeling, your senses, various healing modalities, and understanding your body as an intelligent feedback system. Your body is an amazing matrix, map of energy, informing you of what sustains you or drains you. The key here is listening and noticing these signals and being curious enough to discover more about your body and the natural world around you. I will explore axiotonal lines, chakras, and meridians, to name a few. In the second part of the show, I will guide you with a beautiful guided meditation to set the scene for a channeled message and light language activation for your upliftment and soul journeying. Then I will read out some Q&A from the community offering guidance for your healing journey. Then I wrap up with upcoming events, classes, services on offer, and the theme for next month's show. Light body mapping, tapping into your divine matrix blueprint. This is a vast subject, and one I will happily admit I am a student in. Here I will share the little I know or have been previously taught or experienced in my own life journey as a light worker. My spiritual team will come through later in channel to give us more insight here. Please note that when I do channel, it is often fresh information that even I may not have heard before. We are all students here, awakening and remembering more of our divinity. And why, you may ponder, are we waking up now? Because I believe we are heralding in a new earth, a golden age. You, me, us, we all make this happen as we weave our energies and step up to the gate of infinite possibility. We are awakening to a deeper truth of ourselves and hereby a deeper, wider expression and potential of existence here on earth. A truly exciting time awaits us. This may feel uncertain. It may feel scary as the mind can wrestle with the unknown. Yet our spirit loves to be creative here, in the void, where all possibility and rebirth begins. Let's now look at some of my experiences in regard to axiatonal lines. Have you heard of these lines before? My first time I encountered this term of reference was many years ago when I trained in the reconnection and reconnective healing with world-renowned Dr. Eric Pearl, formerly a chiropractor and now a leading-edge light worker taking his reconnective healing all around the globe. I trained in level 1 and 2 to learn reconnective healing. Here Eric Pearl dispelled a lot of myths surrounding energy healing. He said we don't need to do prayers, remove any jewelry, wash our hands in holy water, or wear special crystals in order to be a vessel for healing. I recall him sharing, "Your innate healing simply is." He offered us several examples of how healing is not hindered by objects, distance, or person. I recall practicing healing on a student as I was working at a distance away from the massage table. Another teacher walked in between me and the recipient, waving a pillow in a gesture of the healing will take place regardless. I loved how we were encouraged to be innocent, to discover like a child, and to play. I marveled too at how each person integrated their healing frequencies in their own unique way. Some would move around the table in spontaneous movements. Many would display rapid eye movement. Then others were completely still. You might think that nothing was going on for them. Yet when I asked them what they were experiencing, they would often relay colours, visions, and a rich inner experience of energy fusion. I later trained in the Reconnection Level 3 training. This sequence is given over 2 days. We work on 102 points, lines of light held or drawn above the body. It works with universal laws to upgrade your software and your ability to work with the universal laws. Initially, this sequence was physically drawn on the body like going over the meridian lines, which is how Dr. Eric Pearl experienced it first when he received a session from another. Then through his evolutionary process, he upgraded the healing into being activated away from the body, and thus he created the reconnection and reconnective healing. The reconnection is considered different to the meridian system or acupuncture lines in that it is multidimensional. Axiatonal lines are not limited to the body. They are open-ended. They create a shift in consciousness through colour, light, sound, and vibration. Some individuals will receive additional abilities. Being open-ended, our axiatonal lines connect us to the cosmos, which includes the Earth energy grid and beyond. They are energy pathways that supply our physical bodies with vital energy. This energy extends from the ground into the atmosphere and out into the universe. When I give the reconnection as a 2-day sequence, I can feel these invisible lines of light with my hands when the points have been charged. Later on, I heard the term axiatonal lines discussed in other healing realms, including sound vibrational healing with light language. When I do other energy work, I can also feel the pulse of the chi or energy flow within clients and myself. I liken it to placing your hand into the stream like a river. Some flow is like a trickle, others a busy torrent. I tune into universal flow and ask to be a conduit of love and light and for the highest and best outcome to serve my client's needs at the time. I feel what the energy current is doing and charge it up. I wait until they are filled up and come into stillness before moving on to another area. Here I am utilizing my innate divine blueprint. My energy system is tapping into the universal flow, tapping into my client's field and supporting them into a state of balance and well-being, creating an environment that supports healing and wellness. Now, if we look at meridian lines, Here you may be more familiar with the healing modality acupuncture. Here needles are used to stimulate the meridians to support balance and a healing response in the body through enhanced energy flow. We also have the chakra system. This refers to the wheels or spinning discs of energy points in your body. They correspond to bundles of nerves, major organs, and areas of our energetic body that affect our emotional and physical well-being. The seven major ones are the root base chakra, red, then the orange sacral chakra, then the yellow solar plexus chakra, moving up to the green heart chakra, the bridge between the lower and upper chakras, then the blue throat chakra, the indigo third eye chakra, and the crown violet chakra. Above these are several more chakras linking us into the higher realms. I often work within the chakras to balance them out or clean and recharge them to a high vibration to support a soul's evolutionary journey of ascension. I see the chakras as working in concert with the lines of light in our etheric field and supports our physical body, mind and spirit. Have you heard of foot reflexology? This is where the foot is used as a map for stimulating the nerve endings that correspond to the whole body. I love this modality. I get a regular reflexology session each month to support my health. When the therapist is working on my feet, I can feel other areas of my body light up, relax, and recalibrate. I can also feel my light body or auric field also go through some changes. Next month, I will explore reflexology deeper with you when I interview my guest, who is an experienced and highly skilled reflexologist. Now, in my earlier days of starting out as a massage practitioner, I learned about polarity healing. This is healing working with the electromagnetic field of your body. You have positive and negative charges in your body. The therapist uses their hands to stimulate these magnetic points to energize your field and create a sense of well-being. I recall having a very successful result in hospital when I was nursing a patient there. She had a migraine and chest pain for 5 days with no relief from pain medication. I gave her a massage and then a short polarity healing sequence to her neck and head. Her headache and chest pain disappeared, and she was discharged from hospital a few days later. I've also heard of stories where a person's deformed spine repaired itself with polarity healing. And with reconnective healing, I heard someone's story of their spine healing and growing a few inches taller after several years immersed in reconnective healing, when they had the spontaneous healing response. I am in awe with how incredible our energy blueprint is. I love how holistic healing modalities tap into this intelligent system to access wellness and wholeness. When I think of myself as coming from a space of wholeness or a full cup, then I immediately feel better as I sense energy flow being activated within me. This energy flow is inherent everywhere. You can tap into this divine matrix by connecting more mindfully with the natural world of Earth. Her rich resources are here for us. The gift of the sea, her salty waters to cleanse us, the trees to supply us with fuel, wood to build with, and healing oils to put on our body. The plant kingdom is here to support us in any ailment. Even the rocks rich in minerals with wisdom here for us to lean into. Crystals, salt, sand, glass, and so much here on tap for us all to soak and fill up with. I lay upon the earth as often as I can to recharge myself. I breathe into the sun to warm me and energize me, and I marvel at the beauty around me to uplift my spirit and bring me into a space of joy and peace. How do you tap into energy? What do you notice inside you when you rest, lean in with healing flow, like receive a nourishing foot massage, or lay upon the earth or dive into the sea for a swim? The longer you stay and connect and breathe into, the more earth will show you an array of color, magic, and energy to restore you on all levels of your being. You know, when I go into channeling, it doesn't just happen. I go through a process of priming my energy system. I breathe into my heart, expand my field of light, and tune into the earth and energy system, opening my crown chakra to receive incoming energies from the cosmos. In raising my frequency here, I attune to the higher dimensions to receive their communication as the energy merges with mine to create a dialogue. Just like tuning up an instrument and playing music. So stay tuned as we take a short ad break and return with a guided meditation and channeling with my spiritual team.
Linda Hathoria of Healing Embrace offers you beautiful healing modalities to support you in your mind, body, and spiritual wellness. Emanate peace and tranquility, harness the power of your breath, and connect to a source of well-being. Choose from healing, massage, soul life coaching, healing circles, the journey for emotional health, soul activation, distant healing, and so much more. Visit her website at healingembrace.co.nz.
Welcome back to my show, Linda Light Channel. Now we're going into the next segment of the show with a guided meditation and channeled light language. Please note, energy healing, spiritual discussion and recommendations here on my show is complimentary and self-guided from my connection with Source. As a sovereign being, you are free to explore, to be responsible for yourself and discover your own way to your health, well-being and spiritual nourishment. Guidance here is not a replacement for any medical treatment you may be currently undergoing. I do not offer guarantees for your health, medical condition, ailment or diagnosis. You stand in the light of your own soul and governance. Breathe with me as we journey together in meditation for your soul upliftment and restoration, and into a space of receiving guidance from my healing team. I invite you to connect to your beautiful breath. Imagine a world where you utilize that word beautiful in front of every sentence. My beautiful body. My beautiful friend. My beautiful partner. The beautiful sun. The beautiful day. The beautiful morning that awaits us at the dawn of each day. So we begin here with utilizing the power of the spoken word to create energy. And your breath is part of your powerhouse. It is the air that fans the flame. You will know in winter, when you have a fire, you need air flow for the fire to burn. And the fire needs fuel to burn. So you will see that all is existing in cooperation with each other. Beautiful cooperation. Breathe into that. Beautiful symphony. Breathe into that. Beautiful body. Breathe into that. Beautiful airflow. Breathe into that. And knowing that your body is designed perfectly, it is more a case of you realizing how to master your awareness, your thoughts, to cultivate wellness, well-being, and a deeper interconnection with this vibrant world all around you. So breathe with me as we breathe through our skin, beautiful skin. The skin that supports your body provides a barrier of safety for you to experience this world on earth. Yet your beautiful skin is also here to delight you, to inform you of pleasure, to protect you with the sensation of knowing about pain. So your body has wisdom, your skin has wisdom. And by utilizing the power of your words with beauty, we already begin to bring beauty as part of your energy field and expansion. Beauty beyond the human conditioned way of expecting someone should be beautiful, someone should be pretty. Pretty if they're made up or not made up. Beauty simply is beauty, because all of life is sacred. Sacred, another word that we can weave into the beginning of describing our life, our body, or referring to another. My sacred friend, my sacred body, my sacred life, the sacred day. Tune into that word, sacred. Again, that word sacred is not confined to just a specific religion. Sacred is all-encompassing. So we bring that word wider. It's important to realize that part of your cognitive interaction with words can be tainted with beliefs that have been covered up or carried on through your family, through your culture, through the times that you're born in. By this we mean growing aware of how you do get conditioned by what you're exposed to. So here it's important to come back into a space of quietness, simplicity, such as nature, time away from the TV, time away from the book, a time where you can simply be and have your own free experience of this now moment. How does that feel to just breathe beautifully? To honor your beautiful body in this sacred way. When you come into meeting with your body from a place of beauty and from a place of seeing yourself as sacred, you allow that which is beautiful and sacred to be communicated through you. It's like turning on switch. It's like removing the veil to reveal what was hidden. If you slam the door shut with limitation, negativity, judgment and fear, that's like stamping on a young sapling. You may notice times when that has happened to you. It doesn't feel very good. Equally damaging is when you stamp on your own dear beautiful self this way. It's important to realize that you have feelings here to guide you. Feelings are part of your energy system, your emotional guidance system. You are here to feel. It is part of you gleaning information about your body and becoming aware of what supports you, allows you to feel more expansive, more joyful, more loving. It allows you to have an experience of how to navigate painful experiences? How do you feel better in the midst of pain? And then you learn how you can be the remedy more. The same is for the things available that grow from dear planet Earth. And shortly I will tune into Mother Earth Gaia to see what wisdom she has to impart for us today. In my own experience of spending time with nature, there is so little that I know and so much more for me to explore. Lately I've been enjoying new herbs, tasting a flower petal, utilizing aloe vera. I have an aloe vera plant growing abundantly in my garden. And feeling the simplicity of this freely available, growing from the earth. It gives me a sense of well-being. It gives me a sense of abundance. And it reminds me I'm looked after. So let us take a moment to pause and to open our hearts in gratitude for the planet that we are living upon. Let us open our hearts to receive Mother Earth Gaia from her place of wholeness, integrity, wisdom, love and light and vitality. She wishes to talk to us of Mother's love. And to begin here, imagine walking along the beach barefoot. On a perfect day, you can feel the warm grains of sand, giving you a strong foundation to walk upon. You notice the ocean and its music, its rhythm, and you breathe and sink with the waves of the sea. You see, I am designed to invite you into a sensory explosion of delight. I am here to hold you, to grant your every wish when you know how to cultivate the loving heart, the heart that is born from a place of compassion, from a place of value. I am of value. You are of value. Each one of you is valuable. Yet I see so many wandering around broken, torn apart by the harsh words of another or the harsh actions of another, where you get caught up in the trauma, you get caught up in the words, and then you regurgitate. You find your way of struggling through it by remaining caught up in the struggle. I invite you to come into the softness of your heart, where you can meander in the softness of my splendor, beginning with the beauty that I grow for you. So the softness of the flowers, watching how they grow and how they respond to the natural world, will reveal wisdom for you. The flowers that close their petals at night to protect themselves from the coldness of the air and then open them up as the sun comes out. And the birds that will sing in the new day and the close. So much beauty here on tap for you, and I wish to remind you that this is by perfect design. So spend time here. Your body is designed to be energetically renewed, rejuvenated, and to eat the foods of me to stay youthful, to live a strong, healthy, vibrant life. So I encourage you to spend time connecting with the raw state of my plants and vegetables, where you can appreciate their energy matrix. Look at their leaves, The shape of them is part of their magic. Look at the strength of them. Look at the environment that they thrive in. It is part of their magic. When you consume these plants and vegetables and herbs and fruits and nuts, you consume their environment of how they have been created. So you consume elements of the sun, elements of the earth, and then the energy of the bees, again created perfectly. The energy of color, as the color vibrates and sings with your own color. Why do you choose certain clothes in your day? Because of the color is giving you something that you intuitively feel into and know you need. Yes. You are intuitive beings of love and light. Spend time with your shoes off, barefoot on the earth, and feel the energy of me, my magnetic flow flowing to your magnetic flow. Be mindful of the mind gravitating to judgment when you experience different sensations and different temperatures. Rather be curious. And know there is a season and a reason for all. Then you'll be able to flow with the fluctuations of temperature more easily when the mind can simply just sense, feel and be instead of a lot of judgment, a lot of talk from resistance that creates stress in the body. And now we will go into more of the magical realms of me. The unseen realm of magic, just because you dare not see it, does not mean it does not exist. Everything is frequency. And when the frequency of you begins to vibrate higher and higher and higher, these realms become more seen, more felt for you. It is like wearing so many layers of clothes are like the veils put there by limited thought. When you remove the veil and you remove the layer of clothing, you will sense and feel more, dear ones. So begin gently, reverently, and let beauty begin the journey for you. It will begin to open your heart to joy and appreciation. Joy and appreciation is a precursor for your light expansion, opening wider and wider into joy. So part of the magical realms is I have the elementals, the fairies. Oh, the fairies, yes. Yes, they jump out of the pages of the storybooks to delight you, dear ones. Never be too old to believe. They are pure joy. And they wish to come through now to impart joy for you. A sense of innocence, a sense of curiosity, a sense of playfulness.
We're so excited to be here. We love it when the children blow bubbles. We love it when they splash in the puddles on a rainy day. We love it when you delight in the fairy stories. When you bring a sense of joy and laughter, we love it when you get out a feather and tickle each other with it. Even tickling is good for you. When you run around with abandon, so much so you get hot and you strip off your winter clothes and just want to have fun. To imagine that joy is your divine inherent flow, dear ones. Joy, 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 joy. It does not mean we're not here when you are sad. It is old trauma, old sadness needing to come out, dear ones. In these moments, be around some beautiful music. Wrap yourself up in a shawl that has natural fibers in it. Think of the animals. How many of you have beautiful pets? They have such beautiful hearts and they feel you, dear ones. Hold space open to receive their love, their comfort, their healing. Watch them. They look in the unseen realm. They see things that you may not see. Watch them. Lay about in the grass and chill. How often do you give yourself time to lay about and chill? Or do you worry too much about getting dirt on your clothes? We say play with abandon. Play with abandon. Forget the chores for a day. If you're tired and weary, rest, recharge, and then go out and play. Give yourself permission to play, play, play in your own unique way. It's like stepping outside of the classroom, stepping outside the confinement of rules, and letting yourself be silly. We like the story of Tinkerbell. Now Tinkerbell, she's feisty, she's creative, she's resourceful, and she's relatable to all of you, yes? Tinkerbell. So you can call upon us fairies for the renewal of your inner child, for the renewal of your joy, for the renewal of your innate creative spirit, to funnel the flame of freedom. If you must, get out an old fairy tale, one that you loved reading when you were a little girl, a little boy. Let that be the beginning of remembering us that we are here. There's so much magic here. We wish to work energetically now just to bring through a bit more of the tendrils of joy. Liken it to the scent of a flower that basks in the sun and shares its beauty with you. It has to open to what enlivens it. So we invite you to open to what enlivens you, dear ones. Our purpose here is just to bring you joy. To tickle your heart feathers of freedom. To trust the love that's inside of you. To provide for your every need. And we're going to bring in a little song. So even Linda allows us to play with her like this. Laughter, your voice, let it rip with song and delight and laughter and a cackle. Even if it's a cough, allow your voice to do what it needs to do to cleanse and clear you. It is your whistle. You are an instrument. We love you. I hope you enjoyed that little dance with the fairies. When I channel the fairies, it is so joyful and so playful. And, such a surprising delight. So I hope you enjoyed them coming through. Now I'm going to just tune in to see what else needs to come through here, what desires to come through for our evolution at this time. So I'm hearing Orion Starbout. For the stars that are in the sky, they're very relatable. We can see them in a nice little line.
And when you walk upon the night sky, when you are out and dress up, if it's getting cold in winter this time of year, if you're in New Zealand, then dress up and go out and look at the stars. So what wisdom does Orion's star belt have to enlighten us with today? No hase mokere te kono sakarishia, star and light. You are of the stars, dear ones. O kasa motuta te makuta, so breathe into yourself as a star. If you stand astride with your arms out, you look like a star in the shape of a star. Strong stance. No kasa kurushima kate sukuruma te kurushima kate makutata. Connect with this energy. I am a star light. I am from the stars. I'm a seed of creational energy. I am. Yes, breathe into this. It is the beginning point. If this feels new to you, you begin with I am. Our star seed. Full of creation. Full of potential. Each one of you. And how will you grow? How will you promote this aspect of being a star seed? Well, liken it to the seed being put in the earth. How will this plant germinate? How will it flourish? It will flourish in connection with utilizing the sources of nourishment all around you on this beautiful planet. Not just the planet, but in the air and in the space. And in the heavens and in the stars. Look at the aspects of the plants. Look at the tiny hairs on the tendrils of a stem. Notice what that is like in your physical body, dear ones. Your skin, your hair on your arms. It informs you of when you're cold. It informs you of when beautiful beings of love and light come around as Linda experiences tingles. So here, your body is designed to tune into energy and give you feedback, give you information, to support you in your experimentation and experience of awakening to the fullness of who you are, that you're not alone. You are vibrant, beyond your wildest dreams. Don't wait for another to stamp down on you and say you're only this, you're only that, or for another to say, oh, don't be foolish. What are you believing in that rubbish for? Decide for yourself. Don't decide with just your thought. Go out and experience and immerse in this world around you. Can you lay upon the bed in a place of deep rest and put on some beautiful music if you need to relax? And then turn that music down and listen to the sounds of nature, the bird song, or the sound of the wind whistling the trees. Can you breathe reverently into the marvelous nature working in harmony? Can you focus on the energy of harmony rather than harm? Can you turn off the news of the world and come into the new story of yourself, dear one? No hasa motishma kirati kura. Spend more time in nature. It will enliven the star seed of you, dear one. Remember, the seed needs to be held in the earth, needs to recognize what is supporting it to grow as its shoots move upward towards the warmth. It feels the sun. It feels everything about it. So you too need this exposure of feeling to what supports you, what enlivens you. The natural world around you has so much to teach you. So keep this concept. There's a lot out there about what is a star seed. You come from God. You come from the spark of the divine. You are a seed full of potential, dear ones. And some of you have been here for a long time, many, many cycles of life. Others are just beginning their journey. So you're all here to work together, to support one another. And let love be your food. Let love be your guide. Love is your light expressing itself for the betterment of each other, for the betterment of this planet. and you will feel how this love feels in your body designed perfectly. So try out those new healing modalities. Experiment with what soothes your body in a natural way. Play with music. Play with color. Play with natural fibers. Play with the fairies. Play with magic. That is our blessing for you today, dear ones. No ka kia samota ki ra shima ka te kurusha ki sima ka te makatota ki ra matsukar machu shikaritia. You are magic. You are magic. You are magic. And so it is. Beautiful wisdom from Orion Starbout. So wherever you are on this journey with me today, listening to my spirit entourage, I invite you to breathe a little deeper and come back into your physical body, breathing into your feet, breathing into your bones, breathing into your muscles, moving your body around a little bit, moving your hands, toes and fingertips, and coming to a full waking consciousness, fully integrated into the here and now. Beautiful. Now we're going to take a short ad break and continue with Q&A, services and theme with a special guest on our next month's show.
Linda Hathoria of Healing Embrace offers you beautiful healing modalities to support you in your mind, body and spiritual wellness. Help to clear and align your energy field, transform trauma and limiting beliefs, alleviate anxiety and fear blocks, feel enlivened, refreshed and at peace. Open your soul and be divinely you. Visit her website at healingembrace.co.nz.
Q&A to read out some questions from the community and offer you my guidance. I just have one question to read out today. Question: I've been manifesting quite fast of late situations I don't exactly want or like. How can I manage this better? My answer: taking a look at your mindset and beliefs are a good starting point to understanding how you manifest. We live in a vibrational world. Divine universal order is designed to reflect back to you what you are predominantly focused on or using your energy on. We are creators. We manifest what we spend our time and energy on. A belief is just a thought you keep having and accept to be true. Looking compassionately at your thoughts and beliefs around the aspects of what you don't like can give you some clues. Instead of getting stuck on negatively judging your situation, try refocusing from the "I don't want to keep stuffing up" to reconfiguring your desires into more of what you actually do want. If you keep complaining about what you don't want, then that is what you are pulling into your field of manifestation. Instead, pull back that thought and reconstruct from fine-tuning your new desire of wanted activity. For example, you shift out of complaining about an issue or relationship problem such as, "I hate being criticized. Oh, I hate how jealous my boyfriend gets," into, "I attract healthy relationships with others whom I have fun, uplifting conversation and co-create together in a space of harmony and alignment." You might like to look up world-renowned channel Esther Hicks, who channels Abraham. Their focus is on re-educating humans on their power of manifestation. I have one of her books called The Vortex, a great resource to read at your leisure. You can also look her up on YouTube to watch numerous videos of her live and channel with her guests asking for guidance on these matters. Bring your heart and mind into a state of alignment with the law of the universe, which is unconditional love. A space where you have freedom to create the life of your dreams and where anything is possible. If you seek balance, call it in. If you feel overwhelmed, take time out to let go and de-stress. Then recalibration lives in your own hands and power. You got this. I have a couple of events to share before I announce my very special guests for the next show in May. Each month I hold healing circles of light from my home, alternate Wednesday evenings from 7 p.m. to 8:30. You are held in a sacred, loving space to share your heart and receive healing guidance from my team as I go into channel and bring through healing for the group. I also offer healing sounds, a crystal bowl, drum, and the gong to deepen into a heart's resonance and prayer invocation. For healing sessions for those living away from Christchurch or New Zealand, you can book a soul activation distant healing available by Zoom video. All events and sessions can be booked at healingembrace.co.nz. Now for the theme of upcoming May show and my very special guest. Next month, I have the pleasure of interviewing my friend and highly skilled reflexologist, Fiona Sefton, onto the show. Fiona is a caring, down-to-earth natural therapist offering professional, individually tailored reflexology, Indian head massage, and natural facelift rejuvenation sessions. She has worked in the complementary health field for over 10 years and is passionate about helping people gain positive results with their overall health. By removing stress and tension, improving circulation, and assisting waste removal, the body can regain balance, allowing optimal health and performance. Fiona works with the physical, emotional, and spiritual aspects of the body, resulting in harmony between the body, mind, and soul. I highly recommend Fiona as a skilled, intuitive therapist. I'm lucky to go and have regular sessions each month with her. For Linda Light Channel Radio Show, tune in here, third Tuesday each month at 9 a.m. You have been listening to Linda Light Channel, a show that brings you beautiful healing energy with light language, guided meditation, and healing conversations for your mind, body, and spiritual well-being. Join me each month here on Linda Light Channel. Please email me with any of your healing support requests on this email, lightchannel360@gmail.com. Thank you for listening, and I look forward to being with you at my next show.